Halloween is coming up, and it always seems to cause a lot of controversy about what is the proper etiquette. Do you just shut off your light and close your windows and say, nope, kids, don't come here? Or is that just rude to do? Karen Thomas, she is the authority when it comes to etiquette. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, I think people make mistakes all the time.
Correct. So bring them on.
Can you just shut off your lights and close your door and say, we hate kids, if you really don't want to partake in it?
That is not nice.
It is not nice, but yes, you can. Could be for many reasons. Maybe it's an elderly couple, doesn't have money to buy candy. They can't get to the door. Maybe they have vicious dogs. Any myriad of reasons, it is okay to shut your lights off and not participate at all.
How about the candy thing? What if you don't want to give candy and you want to give something healthy like a toothbrush? Do you think those people exist? One lady I remember, I actually thought it was really cute. She used to give the girls scrunchies and the boys slap bracelets.
Okay.
You can do that, but you will then be known as the house that gives out the awful things.
Right.
You don't know if you're going to get toilet papered or egged. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would not do that. Maybe go apple, not toothbrush. It's creative, but I would not.
I would bring home the bag, the sack full of candy. And if it wasn't me, it'd be my mother immediately. Anything like that was fruit that was unsealed would immediately go in the trash. Mm-hmm. Sad as it is, right? Mm-hmm. And listen, every neighborhood had a dentist. Every neighborhood had the guy who was either the orthodontist or the dentist or whatever, and you'd get the toothbrush. And I hated that guy.
Yes.
Even if he was my own dentist, I just hated him on Halloween.
It's candy night. It's not anything else.
Right. Don't teach me any lessons on Halloween night, right? Like, you know, don't do any of those things. Don't guilt me into doing the thing that every other kid wants to do.
Right.
In my old neighborhood, there was this dude that used to dress up like a candy corn every single year. He was certainly in his 40s or 50s, and he would knock on the door and go trick-or-treating. Can you be too old to trick-or-treat?
Yes, you can be too old. 40s, way too old. But if you have some teenagers, let's say he's a 6-foot, 17-year-old, let them. There's worse things they could be doing. Okay. So let them go. Never question them. Don't be like, hey, how old are you? You know, you shouldn't be out here. It's a time for people to come together and be polite. You don't have to be rude about it. Give the candy bar to the kid standing in front of you.
How about being too late? What time is too late to ring somebody's doorbell?
It's 9 p.m.
9? Because yes. This year, it's a Friday. So,
yes.
So I'm like, does that change matters that it's a Friday night versus a weeknight?
Which is going to make it crazy. But I would say 9 o'clock, those lights go off.
I would argue even earlier. I would say 8 o'clock, 8:30. You have like that 5 to 8:30
right.
kind of window to
and
go trick-or-treating.
And you're done.
Right.
I know I am. Like I'm done after a couple hours. Yes. And look how cute. And now I'm just like, oh, here's your candy. So I get it.
I think the light being the ultimate barometer, right?
Yes.
Like you walk up, the light is off, don't try it, right? Even if you see lights on inside the house.
Exactly.
If the light is on, that's your fault. You left the light on.
Exactly.
I might have to knock.
Yep.
One more question, Karen. If you're invited to a costume party, can you go if you don't wear a costume?
No. Even if it's something as basic as holding a mask over your eyes or putting on some sort of a t-shirt, don't bother going if you're not going to follow the rules and show up in a costume. And again, it could be very minute. You just put a bandana around your head or grab a cowboy hat. You should follow what they're doing.
Yeah, thank you. All right, finally. Everybody thinks that they're special. These rules don't apply to me. No, they most certainly do. They
yes.
apply to you.
Yes.
All right, ktetiquette.com. That's where you're going to find Karen Thomas. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.